I'm joined now by Mark Bower after the 2-0 home win against Welling United. Mark, it's been a while coming, getting the 3 points, but must have felt good this afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, getting an early goal and getting in front in the game just made a massive difference to us. You know, lads are a little bit low with the way things have gone recently, probably not getting the results we've deserved. So to get in front gave us a real boost, and yeah, I thought we were not outstanding, thought we were disciplined and looked well organised and restricted them to very little. And, you know, as the second half wore on, we looked very comfortable. Yes, we sort of conceded possession of the ball to them for a majority, but being in front allows you to do that and allows you to catch them on the break. Really, we probably had the three best chances in the second half to score another goal. So, pleasing performance, difficult after Tuesday night. I think you could definitely tell one or two of the players Tuesday night were still in their legs, just not quite as sharp as usual. So when you have games like that, you just need that experience, that organisation to grind results out. And once we got in front, we ground it out to there.
You've chosen to obviously bring in a couple of new faces, and what an introduction for young Anthony Dudley today with the two goals. What did you see in him to bring him to the club?
He's a player that came highly recommended to us from a trusted person. So we went a little bit blind with him, to be honest. Seen bits of him before. But no, obviously we are short in that area of the pitch, and he came in and filled in really well for us. And I don't think it's his ideal position, but he can certainly do a job there, and he did a job there for us today. Real composure on his two goals, terrific finishes, and you know, those two chances in previous games have been straight at goalkeepers off, you know, flying wide or over the bar. But today they go in the back of the net, and it's a real platform for us to put on a solid performance to win the game.
You talk much about teams getting their opportunities, and in the second half Welling had plenty of possession, but we seemed to manage the game this week very well.
Definitely, yeah. I thought we looked really solid, and for all the ball they had, I don't think Drench has had a save to make rather than a couple of long ranges that were straight at him. So pleasing from that point of view, because I certainly think we were, you know, a little bit leggy, especially in the second half. But we kept that shape and that organisation, won our personal battles, and you know, those experienced heads in there, Lockie, Rob Atkinson and Bosch in the middle of the field, I think made a massive difference for us. You know, people, they'll have their say, and we should be doing this, should be playing two up front, certain people should and shouldn't be playing. It's horses for courses, I guess, and today, you know, we've picked the team that we've had to pick. Possibly looked a little bit negative with one up front, but when you're on top, that turns into 4-5 up front. And thought we worked, you know, the transition between attack and defence, thought that worked really well for us today. And it's led to a good win against a side who've been on a good run, had a great 4-0 win in the week, and takes us above them and just increase that little gap between us and the bottom four. So yeah, like I said on Tuesday night, we're still looking, you know, we've certainly got room for improvement, and there will be one or two new faces again coming into the club. We've got to have that competition for places and that bit more threat up the top of the pitch, but you know, Dud's coming in certainly helps in that department today, and that's what it's all about, putting pressure on people to keep their shirts.
Struggled with injuries obviously in the last week or so. There was a couple of moments, for example, when Danny Boschel went down with what looked like a bit of a problem with his right leg. But how does that affect what we're going to do this week if this County Cup game against Sulston goes ahead? What's going to be your approach to get through that game, which is obviously our next game up?
Well, I think it, you know, as I've used it in the past two seasons, it's an opportunity for players to play games that have not had much, you know, game time recently. The likes of Luke Porritt, Danny Hall, people like that will play in the game. Liam Dickinson might be fit enough to play some part as well. So, you know, we're getting bodies back and involved in the squad that the game will be really good for, possibly Wayne Brooksby as well. So Dan Atkinson can play in goal. A couple of young lads, we can look at those lads playing, you know, in a bit more of a man's game and with some of the first team players, and see what they've got, and can they push on and put pressure on some of the lads in the first team. I think it'd be crazy for us to go and play, you know, lads that have played 120 minutes Tuesday and then played 90 minutes today. It's certainly a competition that I think, you know, we treat with respect, we go to win games, but it's certainly one where we look to get game time in lads that need it and blood some of the younger players.
And then, of course, next week, back at home here against Barrow, and It's a perennial November, early November fixture, isn't it? And we've got some, memories anyway of the past few seasons, especially the last seasons when we were 3-0 down at half-time. Looking to get one over on them this year.
Yeah, I think we broke a duck early in the season in getting a point there, which, you know, we never seem to get a result there. So it'd be certainly nice to get a result, you know, put back-to-back home victories together again like we did do early in the season can make a massive difference to you. You know, they're a team that are not too far above us in the league and one that we'd ideally like to reel in and climb above. It just made sense to pull it from a Tuesday night to a Saturday for, you know, for the players, for supporters, for everyone really. You know, I know Darren well enough, asked him if he'd be open to the possibility of doing it, which they were. And yeah, you know, a game that I'm sure both clubs, you know, realistically, after that we've got Cheltenham, Tranmere, Eastleigh, I think it is. So, you know, it's going to be tricky games. I think both clubs will look at playing each other as a real opportunity to get some points on board. And, you know, if we can take a lot of the discipline and shape and determination that the lads showed today, then, you know, we've got every chance of getting another result. And hopefully there'll be, you know, maybe a new face to add to the squad as well.
Thanks, Mark.
Cheers, Mark.